I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What's the world's deadliest terror group? You might have said ISIS, but the Global Terrorism Index says it's actually Nigeria's Boko Haram. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the reason ISIS looks worse is because they choose high-profile targets. Meanwhile, Boko Haram's actually been torturing Nigeria for 6 years, targeting Christians for removal. Their goal? To establish an Islamic State. And here again, Musselman offers some thoughts on this threat.
You can't say, well, the issue is Islam. We need to promote Jesus Christ. And I think we're, the Bible is very clear that our battle is not against flesh and blood.
In fact, here's what church leaders are telling Christians in Nigeria.
Again, Jesus said, we are to love our enemies. We are to pray for our enemies. We are to bless our enemies. And those words become difficult, especially when it's people that are doing such horrendous things.
And in this next story, we're putting feet to the gospel. World Missionary Press staff recently saw spiritual thirst and the physical need for shoes in Zambia. Helen Williams of WMP.
Many of these children particularly never have shoes. That way they can't go to school. A lot of the adults have never had shoes, so there's disease.
WMP's partnering with the ministry Souls for Jesus to meet both needs.
We decided, why don't we send a 40-foot container, half of it with shoes, 8,000 pairs, and half of it with booklets. 1,280,000 scripture booklets.
William says it's helping some of the most vulnerable.
It is reaching those who, under no other circumstances, would be able to have this.
By giving both shoes and scripture booklets, WMP and Souls for Jesus are able to show the love of Christ in a tangible form. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.